NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora koutou mā, ko te niwa taku ingoa. I'm from soccer practice and you're listening to Long Player on Totally Wired. So we're going to be talking about our album, our debut album, self-titled. So we performed for the first time with each other in 2012. And that was as guests with Tom, who was at the time a solo artist by the name Moppy. And we were invited by him as guests in the same kind of setup, except Leo wasn't playing guitar, he was singing. So he had two singers, which was Leo and I, and then Kim doing visual projections over us. So that was always a thing. First track is our latest single, Big Bad Wolf. And what's interesting about that is it's the first song that we ever wrote together back in 2012. So it's our oldest song. But we re-recorded it because we had actually already released it as this other thing under Moppy and Cute Banana. And that was just me and Tom. One day he was just like, hey, you wanna hang out? Like, we could work on this song. And I was like, sure. And he'd written all the lyrics and everything. So this is more to do with his own experience. And Big Bad Wolf is like a metaphor for anxiety. You know, the big bad wolf just comes around, goes around. Track is Haere Mai E Tama, and that was like the first track that we released as a single, like that was in Te Reo. And a lot of people ask me about Te Reo Māori, and they're like, oh, so like, what's your buzz, blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, like, when you're bilingual, like a lot of people have it, anyone who knows two languages or even more, they just kind of process things in different channels. Like they're happening at the same time, simultaneously. But like you can just like kind of choose which one you're going with and which one feels right. And the great thing about Te Reo is that with the beats, it's like this phonetic, yeah, it's just like a phonetic joy because it all goes on the beat and hits it really well. And with Haere Mai Tama, I wanted to have like something quite gentle and sweet. And so Haere Mai Tama is about seducing someone to the side of the sea, specifically a boy, I guess, because tama means boy, haere mai means come here, and it was a poi that I learnt doing kapa haka when I was about 11, quite a raunchy one, and it always, I always remembered it, so it's actually a cover. Track I was screaming is about a friend of mine specifically, and it was around this time, like it would have been about a year ago now, where she just turned around one day and was like, I'm leaving, I'm going to Wellington. And at the time I was in a covers band with her, doing 50s and 60s rock and roll. We were booked up right until the beginning of this year, And we're like, what the fudge? And, you know, just being like, why are you leaving? And she wouldn't tell us. And she would just, and I went straight to her house and I was like, are people after you? And kind of eventually got it out that she was actually having like, she was experiencing gender dysphoria, and being born in a man's body was difficult for her to grasp, and she just needed to have some time to be, you know, genderless. And you can't really do that in a city that you grew up in. And I've known her since like since I've been in high school, and I just had no idea, and I was so angry with myself that I didn't pick up on it. I was feeling annoyed with myself. And I know that, like, other people's, you know, life-changing moments shouldn't really be made about you, but I'm kind of a bit egotistical in that sense. And kind of channeled it, but it was just kind of like this weird kind of, like, yes, like, pick up your skin and believe in yourself and, like, get it, bitch. Like, just fucking cane it and be amazing, you know? Like, live your life. But also just don't forget me. You know, like, don't leave me behind, because I love her so much.
A sigh of relief, a moment of silence, a sigh of relief, a moment of silence. You wanna move away? What about the time frame? Your newer friends ain't shit to me.
So Cold Hard Surfaces, we never actually released as a single. Like, quite a lot of our singles on this album have already been released throughout the year in, like, kind of little dribbles. But this one we didn't, and I actually wrote another song as, like, a counterpart to it, which is going to be released later on, that we've already recorded. But, yeah, Cold Hard Surfaces is about a friend of mine who was, like, sexually assaulted, and I was thinking about... How does it feel? How would it feel to be like this because it was quite traumatic, and it was just like, how would it feel to be a survivor and to be constantly reminded over and over again, like PTSD, it's like that feeling like PTSD and being triggered, like having a trigger. And it's for real, like it's so intense when a really good friend of yours is going through this, and they actually have to go through with it themselves. Like, even though everyone's there supporting them, they're the ones that are there at all times. Like, that moment happened to them, and so you can't like pull them out of it, because it happened to their body, and it happened to their, you know, their whole, like their whole mana was just completely taken out. And so it was just kind of a way of being able to process that sadness on her behalf.
Thank you.
So I thought we would end with Amine because it's like one of my favorite songs on this album. And I wish that I had written the lyrics, but I didn't. And that's a good thing because I learned this song, or this waiata, at primary school. And it's called Piri Ponotia, and it's got this whole other bit in it. But Piri Ponotia means, you know, staying true, I guess. Sometimes my translations aren't the best, but, like, I know what it means. It's just sometimes I can't say it in English. But, yeah, like kind of staying true in your work and being genuine. Like, this is what the song's about. It's, like, being a genuine, you know, bona fide human being and... It's like a hymn, so it's like a prayer, so that you're being like, yeah, like we're gonna do some good work today, kind of thing.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.
That was